Christmas has been very good to me this year, but it's really all my old crap. Because, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's like my brother, you know, when I was younger. You know, my parents, when we were like, you know, 8 and 9, trying to explain to us how gift giving works. So I saved up my money and got my brother a beautiful, I don't know what it was.
Millennium Falcon.
Whatever it was something Star Wars. And I wrapped it up all cool, and I gave it to my parents, were so proud of me. And you know what he gave me for Christmas? He went into the closet and got an old board game that had been missing like 3 or 4 pieces, and he wrapped it up and said,
John, how could you?
Tony, Merry Christmas. And my parents said, that's so inventive. Oh, no, that's great. That's inventive. I see. Well, oh, Merry Christmas.
So what's my adjective?
My sorry game with my missing pieces, because, you know, now I'm really sorry. But, you know, it's better this way. It's what I expect. It's what I...
So tell me, what's
Christmas... I'd be disappointed if I got something cool.
What's Christmas like at 52 years old?
First of all, I'm 49. But I can see. I can see how you would mistake me for a geriatric. As we say, you were saying, over the hill.
So what are you Christmas Eve? Tell me what's happening Christmas Eve. Maybe watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas, drink a cup of coffee, go to bed, and then what happens when you wake up Christmas morning? You dash out of your bedroom at 49, and what happens?
And I see a cold, empty apartment, no lights, no Christmas tree, no gifts. That's it.
Nothing in the oven. No big breakfast?
No. Yeah, I might microwave something.
A Jimmy Dean sausage biscuit.
Oh, those are great. You know, right? One of those bowls and you know, throw in a piece of toast and wow.
This is Christmas this at is 49. Living.
This is Christmas at 49.
Now, what did you want for Christmas?
I really wanted an Xbox One X.
Why? Because you've been going back and forth between that and PlayStation for a long time.
Well, because all my friends believe that I should get a PlayStation, that I'm too loyal to Xbox, to Microsoft. I'm just a big Xbox fan.
Yeah.
It's like anything. I don't need an Xbox One X. So I'm not buying one for myself. I've got the S. I'm fine with it.
However, if any of our non-existent sponsors would like to send...
Microsoft would...
Care of...
The Xbox is one of the most amazing game systems I've ever encountered in my life. It is a solid representation of all the goodness that is for a console. I would say that the Xbox One X, if you're listening, Microsoft, if you'd like to be our sponsor... amazing machine, amazing list of titles. Microsoft itself is one of the best companies I've ever seen. If you're listening, I really like the one Xbox X.
Are you getting this, Bill?
Bill, are you there, Bill?
Don't Melinda, you have a charity foundation?
Melinda, I'm needy. I could be a charity case.
For 46 cents a day, you too
can help a poor...
Can impact the life of a
gamer near you.
That's right.
This poor man... All he wants to do is play Mass Effect.
In the arms of the angel.
But he can't. And it's a shame. Remember, only 49 cents a day. That's less than a cup of coffee you might get at Starbucks.
Which, by the way, has got fantastic
Starbucks
coffee.
Your coffee
we love
is
it.
Bold, rich,
we go there every day.
I love you,
yeah,
Starbucks.
It's good. And see.
Back to Microsoft. No, so I don't know. Why do I want it? Well, because the Xbox One is supposed to be very powerful now, you know?
Yeah.
I don't remember all the technical jargon about it, but it's got...
Well, they've changed the internal architecture, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably...
That's about as limited as my understanding.
It's probably a lot closer to what a real PC is than what an old console
is.
It's got a lot more memory. It's got, I don't know, how many CPUs that are arrayed together. How many teraflops of memory there are, or even how powerful the NVIDIA
graphics card
is. Yeah. But from what I've seen, it can load games like 50% faster, or at least appreciably faster than normal. And then, of course, it's all 4K ready to go.
Wow.
So if you've got a 4K TV, it's going to play it at the highest range. You know, good HDR. And I don't know. I mean, it's like anything. You know, you see a new piece of technology, just like the iPhone 10. You know, or the iPhone X or whatever it is. If I had the money for that, I'd probably go grab it. So
I think I would too.
Wonderful.
We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. We had to put in one of our little interludes. We tried a different one today. I don't know which one I chose. I just randomly selected it. So we're doing Christmas at 40. Well, 49 for Tony. But,
thank you, sir.
It's fine.
It's
good
great.
Like that.
I love it myself.
So yeah. So you want the Xbox One X? So probably not going to be waiting for you.
No,
when
I'm
you wake up
that.
Christmas morning.
No.
Okay.
What's going to be waiting for me when I wake up?
It's a pile of dishes.
Will be loneliness, heartache, loss.
What is it? He's disappointed.
Disappointment.
It smells
sure.
like disappointment.
It's
going to
smell big time disappointment.
Oh
in that place.
My God.
No Christmas wreaths, no Christmas tree.
Nothing.
No Christmas cards. Don't get those anymore. Candy cane.
Not
candy.
Even the refreshment of stepping outside into a nice
Nobody
crisp
cares.
40 degrees.
No,
it'll
be
78.
85, and I'll have my
Muggy.
Shorts and flip flops on.
Yeah.
Let's go to the beach.
While the kids are riding their new bicycles.
You know,
this is the greatest Christmas ever.
Nerf guns and Nintendo Switches everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Me.
Nothing.
Tears. Loneliness.
Solitude. That's good.
I wouldn't have it any other way. That should be how Christmas is spent.
Well, my kids get up at...
Three.
they stand at the top of the staircase and start...
Inching their way down.
They do. Step, bump, step, bump. You know, where mom and I have to be like, oh, you know, don't.
You guys,
don't,
you
can't
early,
go down
you
yet.
Get back to bed. We'll wake you up at 6. Isn't there a thing called hectoring?
Heckling. There's a thing called heckling. That's going to be really weird because we were like at a minute 46 and we're talking about Tony's desperate cry for help on Christmas morning. Oh, the kids, right?
Right.
So let's get to more
important
things.
Oh, I don't have a desperate help.
Like my kids.
I'm not crying out for attention.
No.
That's the whole purpose. That's what I
is
do.
It, but is it like a dark, brooding... Let's go back to my kids.
Oh, I think my whole life is dark and brooding. I mean, where do you want me to start?
So... Yeah, we have to tell the kids to go back to bed. But they come down.
Morning,
yeah, they come down.
Shaking boxes.
And they're like, you'll play Santa drop them. You know, and they come running into our bedroom and pulling on our shirt. You know, so I get up, make a cup of coffee. Forget it. Just do it. Just turn the lights on. Let's get going. Let's get this party started. And then we just let them get after it and... We're done.
Do you guys do anything for Christmas Eve? I know that
We
have a tradition where we were used to be allowed to open one gift.
That's what we used
to
do in my family.
Gift,
yeah.
And we used
that
to,
was
get
the
to
best.
Open one.
Yeah. I always eyed when I was a kid. I was like, I could tell. It was either the biggest one or I could tell which one was like a Nintendo game.
Right.
And so because I wanted to like play video games that evening.
Right.
We'd open gifts like 6:37. I could play for a couple hours. Yes. So I was like, yep, I know that's Mike Tyson's punch out.
Exactly.
I'm going for that one.
Right. I love that tradition.
I'll be in my room.
Used to have like hot
chocolate.
Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, and we'd make drinks or whatever. And it was just fun just to get to pick one because it was so exciting. And then the next morning it'd be...
Now, I always got socks and a calendar. The older I got, that was pretty much my go-to gift.
Oh, of course. Pajamas.
Nothing fun.
Socks, underwear.
Yeah. You know,
things that I really just
can't
Yeah,
that
wait
are adorned
for.
With, like, Christmas lights or something
right.
silly like that. So, love you, Mom. You're the greatest! Yeah. So, that was our Christmas. But, yeah, I mean, we're keeping it pretty chill this year. We're not going to go crazy. I mean, a couple of things and... It'll be over all very quick. Now, however, a very funny story. You out of here?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry
man.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Funny story is that Harrison was in the van.
Yep.
And my wife had all of his gifts hidden under a towel in the back of the van. See y'all later. Happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're I'm okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, here,
for
baby, take him
home. Yeah. See you, Joey. So what was I saying? We were telling some of our...
Harrison.
So he was crawling around in the back of the van, and my wife called me, and she was like, well, the item that your son has asked Santa Claus for, he revealed to himself when he pulled the towel that was covering all of his toys in the back seat, and he came inside screaming, Mom, you won't believe it! I got my Paw Patrol Sea Patroller! It's in the back of the van! Santa put it in the back of the van. Oh, God. Kill me. So I was just like, you know what? Let's just save ourselves the headache of wrapping gifts this year. Just go into the closet, throw everything out in the middle of the floor, and let them have it.